Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Hi, everybody. What's up? Would help if I turned on the mic. I'm a little bit discombobulated today. Sal Capaccio with you for a couple of reasons, by the way. Number one, it's a Monday. It's a Buffalo football Monday. And the Bills did not have a game yesterday to talk about. We had a game on Thursday to talk about on Friday. So that's number one. So I'm a little bit like kind of disjointed thinking about, okay, Monday, extra point show. Got to go over the game. Got to talk about it. And that was on Friday we did that. Okay. Number two, I am not normally big headphone guy. Today, I'm big headphone guy. I like my earbuds. Dan Dale is producing today. Hi, Dan. I like earbuds, and today I forgot my earbuds. Look, so I'm wearing my Beats, which, by the way, they're great headphones, but I just don't love wearing them for radio. I like the earbuds because I like to have a little bit more of a, not an enclosed sound in my ear sometimes.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get it. I kind of like the big earphones.
Do
makes
you really?
Me like hear more. Sometimes I
like
get worried
them when I'm
about
listening
the
to music.
Headphones.
Yeah.
I get worried that they're just going to fall out.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I can't have that.
When I'm on the sidelines doing the Bills broadcast, I only put one earbud in one ear. The other ear I keep so I can hear what's going on with the crowd or something going on the sidelines. So that way I can report on it and say, oh, yeah, I heard Sean McDermott yelling at the official or whatever, something like that. Right? And I want to hear the natural sound. How loud is the crowd? But I'm big headphone guy today. If you're watching on the stream, by the way, you can come and see big headphone guy today. Sal Capaccio with you. No studio Capaccio today. We are at the WGR Sports Radio 550 Just Call Jed Studios here in Amherst. But you can come and watch us on the stream because it's a Monday. It's a Buffalo football Monday. When you watch on the stream on a Buffalo football Monday, you'll see, got the Victory Monday shirt going on, even though it was a Victory Friday, and now it's a Victory Monday because we roll into the week, and that's how we roll. And of course, every single Monday here on a Buffalo Football Monday on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show is the Catholic Health Extra Point Show, presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care, and brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premium Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. Yeah, so I think we settled now that it's like everything was kind of a bit different this morning. Getting in here, thinking about, okay, there's no game to talk about. Do we want to just kind of look at the rest of the league yesterday, which I will do? Do we want to focus on what happened on Thursday? I can't do that. Did that on Friday. But, of course, what we do on Monday is we take calls. So I want you to call me at 803-0550. By the way, you could also check us out on the stream, WGR 550 on YouTube. And when you do check us out on the stream, you can comment in the chat box. We call that the bullpen. Say hi to the bullpen. Hi, bullpen. I probably can't. I want to recognize you early every Monday, but let you know that if I don't chat with you, that's because I'm doing the show and we have other things going on. So you could chat with each other and, of course, comment on anything I say, but it's not that I'm ignoring you. I see you. Thank you. Hello. We love you. We got Owen also monitoring the bullpen and working the video stream. What's up, buddy? Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, it was great. Had a great weekend. Just watching a whole lot of football and not having to stress about the Bills at all, which was awesome.
You a fantasy player too?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Good time.
So, how'd that go for you this weekend?
We're all right. I'm riding the guillotine ride tonight. I need David Montgomery to stay alive. I need him to score like 15 points. I'm going. Jer and me are on the cut line.
Oh, really?
So he's got Goff and Andrews tonight. Man. I've got Montgomery. I'm up by like 10.
I could just sit back and relax in that. You know why? Because I picked up CeeDee Lamb and Michael Pittman last week.
And you
outbid
me.
And then Lamb got hurt, but he's going to be okay.
Yeah, I know. And you, I bid on Lamb a number I thought was going to blow everybody out.
And I got
then him. I woke up that next morning to your bid on Lamb, and I lost out. Hey, and I knew I needed him because my team is not as strong as I was hoping it would be. And you got me last year.
I don't have much money left, though, in the old bidding process, but I did get him, and I had a big week this week, and I'm like, okay, I think I'm good for a little while here. By the way, I didn't even notice you have a camera on you now.
I do. I got one in here.
When did that start?
I know we got cameras in the producer booth and in my booth. When we went to training camp, we needed some sort of travel cameras.
All right.
And when they're not traveling, like at Bills games, or we did our pregame stream over the weekend or on Thursday now.
Wow.
Those travel there, and then when they're not out, they're in our producer
booth. Now that you have a camera, I have to ask you, like, do you think about what you wear coming in here versus when you didn't have a camera?
I try to. It escapes me a lot of mornings because it's, 4:30 when I'm leaving the house.
Yeah, but I totally get it.
I will get halfway here the times that I don't think about it and go, oh, man, I might look like a little bit of a weirdo.
Well, or you could just say, hey, guys, my camera's not working.
Right.
Today.
Yeah. I can't always pull that.
Don't you control it?
That's exactly right. I've got all the
strings. You control
when
you're actually seen on the stream and in the bullpen.
Exactly. So I can just, I'll keep myself off. I like this shirt I'm wearing today.
Yes, I do too. You look great. You look great. You came in here. I'm like, he's ready. He's ready for the warm weather here today. We have another nice day out. By the way, real quick, Owen, Sabres do open tonight. So I'm interested in watching that. They're in Columbus tonight, preseason, obviously. Paul Hamilton's actually going to join us at 11:30 for a quick preview today on a Buffalo Football Monday. We'll turn it into a bit of a hockey Monday late in the show as well, just to kind of give you a quick preview, but excited to see the guys back on the ice.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I went and called the last Prospects Challenge game with Paul and Brayton.
I love it.
That was super exciting, just get back in the arena,
see
some guys play, and now we'll get a little bit closer to full regular season NHL action tonight. It's going to be super exciting.
So. I love it. All right, well, that's Owen. He's producing today on a Buffalo Football Monday. We got Dan Deal producing on the audio side behind the glass, and we are ready for your phone calls at 803-0550 as the Bills now head to week number 4. Already week 4 in the NFL, right? I mean, we wait so long and then bam, 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 it just happens. At 3-0. And they are, folks, they are just looking, standings-wise, okay? When I say looking really good, like, yeah, there's things on the field that you need to improve and they need to improve. But, folks, they are looking great in the standings right now. They're only, in the entire NFL, 6 undefeated teams at 3-0. 3 in each conference, the Bills are 1. And when you look at the AFC, there's only 3 each, 3 undefeated teams in the AFC. And right now it's the Chargers and Colts along with the Bills. If you look at their schedules, Chargers actually have the Giants. They should beat them, but man, the Giants fighting for their season now. Then they get the Commanders, the Dolphins, and then they play the Colts. They play each other 4 weeks from now. So it's a ways down the road. But if you look at their schedule, it gets a little bit tougher. You look at the Colts and their schedule. They got the Rams this week. The Rams will be looking to really bounce back. There's a game on the West Coast. I think this is a tough one for Indy. Their undefeated start to the season could end right away this week. We'll see. And then, of course, there's the Bills. And the Bills right now at 3-0 have 2 home games coming up, one against a Saints team that they will be, I think, what is the line? Is 16? Did I read 16 and a half? Is that right, Owen? Yeah, okay. 16 and a half, something like that, 16 and a half. I mean, the Bills should take care of business against the Saints. It would be a drastic terrible upset if they didn't. But they go to four. If they go to 4-0, then you're looking at the Patriots at home on a Sunday night, and the Patriots just can't get out of their own way offensively, turning the ball over yesterday like mad to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And then the Bills go to Atlanta for a Monday night game, and holy cow, did the Atlanta Falcons' offense look terrible yesterday against the Carolina Panthers. Atlanta, through three games, has only scored 22 points. So, I mean, what we're looking at here is a real, real look, a real look at 6-0 at the bye. I mean, then you get some reinforcements back in Michael Hoyt and Larry Ogunjobi. When I was doing a lot of the rounds on radio, TV, whatever, during the offseason, going on local radio, other markets, going on national radio shows, whatever, even here on WGR, I would say, people would ask about predictions. What do you think about the Bills? I'm not into necessarily giving you a record prediction. I don't even like doing score predictions on a game-by-game basis, right? And it, but I did the one thing I kept saying this year. Not that it was just some huge novel concept that only I thought of, but I was very, very real confident that this could be happening this year. The one thing I kept saying was this team is going to get the one seed. And one of the biggest reasons was the schedule. Yes, because of them. They're a good team. They have an elite quarterback, of course, right? But they had everything and have everything set up this year for them to get the one seed. And it's playing out before our eyes. I think if the Bills don't get the one seed right now, it would be a massive upset, to be quite honest with you. I wonder if there is a... website I used to go to. It would have that. Maybe I can find that. But exactly what the odds are to get the one seed. But let's see what it is right here. Buffalo. No, I don't have it. I have the odds in front of me. Someone could find it. But either way, it's got. They have to be the number one odds to do that. Like that. That to me is a big deal. And you could say, well, Sal, they've lost at home in the playoffs. Yes, that's right. They did lose to Cincinnati. They did lose to Kansas City at home in the playoffs. I get it. I think Cincinnati was obviously a bit of a different type of challenge because of what happened to Mar Hamlin. They played the previous week. They were gassed. I think they just had nothing left in the tank. Not an excuse. Just think that Cincinnati beating the Bills didn't get a pass rush that day. Whatever. It was a bad loss. Kansas City, I mean, they were trotting out AJ Klein to cover, you know, Travis Kelce. And one of the things that, and the reason why was because the Bills had to play that year in the first round. The Bills have lost players in the first round almost every year that they've played in the playoffs, or at least been banged up. To me, it's not just the home field. It's the bye that matters. That's the reason it matters. And if you can get to the end of the year and get that one seed and you can get that bye, you get 2 weeks to rest up, reformulate your game plan, recalibrate. I just think that everything is set up this year for this to happen. And then you really have, you have to get there then. And you have to do it. You have to finish the deal, get to the Super Bowl at that point. We're a long ways from that, but you got to start thinking about how this season sets up at some point. And over the next 3 weeks, the Bills have the Saints at home, the Patriots at home, at the Atlanta Falcons, then they go to a bye, then they're at Carolina before a big matchup against the Chiefs here. And how big is that? Well, where will Kansas City be at the time? So last night, the Chiefs, they did not play really good football last night, but they played a team and the Giants who played terrible football last night, to be quite honest. Offensively, at least. Offensively terrible football. I mean, that sequence by Russell Wilson and the Giants offense near the end zone was just terrible, if you hadn't seen it yet. They have a chance to go make it a one-score game with about 3 minutes left, which is still possible. You have the two-minute warning and I think a timeout or two still. And they just looked like a team that had never practiced a play inside the other team's 10-yard line. It was terrible. And the Chiefs come away with the victory. We would all love to have seen the Chiefs lose. But man, they don't look... anything like what we're used to seeing the Chiefs. Now, that said, remember last year we kind of said the same thing all year. They couldn't get to 30 points last year. And then they did a couple of times. And then, of course, they did in the playoffs against the Bills. But this Chiefs offense looks very, very pedestrian and out of sorts. And last night, passes behind the line of scrimmage they couldn't complete. They didn't even, Mahomes picks it up, and Collinsworth talks about how great of a play it was. A terrible play. Yes, it was good hustle by Patrick Mahomes. Smart. Give him credit for that. Their number one play right now is just chucking it deep to Tyquan Thornton and hoping something happens. So now they have the Ravens next week, by the way. I saw today people debating, who do Bills fans root for when it comes to Ravens and Chiefs next week? And my answer to that is kind of a nuanced answer. I think if the Ravens, you want the Ravens to lose tonight to the Lions, right? And if the Ravens do lose tonight to the Lions, I think root for them to beat the Chiefs next week, because then the Ravens would have two losses already, including one to the Bills, so you're already three games up on them. Give the Chiefs another loss. But if the Ravens win tonight, I think maybe you root for the Chiefs next week, because then you could still, both teams would then have two losses. I think the further you push them down, the better. And the Chiefs are going to struggle anyway to win their division. So I'm not too worried about them catching the Bills, but sure enough, they'll have their opportunity. Because remember, it doesn't matter. Even if you finish with a better record, you got to win your division. And right now, the Chargers look like the better team there. 803-0550 is the number. I think Billy disagrees a bit. He's a little worried about Toronto. He says here, hi, Billy. You're first up on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. He's worried about KC, I should say. Go ahead. Go ahead, Billy.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, Sal. I mean, I've said this over and over again, but do teams not have video on Patrick Mahomes? I mean, you're talking about the end of the game. How about the end of the half? If you're 350 pounds and there's a loose ball on the ground, just fall on the damn thing.
I know.
Pick it up so much.
Yeah, I know, but you know what? It's just you're trained, you do scoop and score drills. You're right. I mean, we'd all love to see it. If they would have fell on it, then the Giants would have had a golden opportunity. But the guy has it in his hands. He wants to score. I get it. That's what you do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know, Sal, you say they lost it at the end. I'm in a football pool, a big pool, and I need the Giants to cover this game. I know it's a tough ask, but everybody covers against Kansas City. Everybody knows that from last year. And I need Kansas City. It's 6-6. Of course, the quarterback throws a terrible interception. But the thing that I've said, and I hope Buffalo learns from this, I hope other teams learn from this. When there's 2 minutes left in the half, I don't care if you don't score. I mean, I want you to score, but there was nobody better in football than Tom Brady of either they're getting a field goal or a touchdown, or he's running the damn clock out. I kept saying to my buddies, please run the clock down. Don't give Mahomes the ball back with a minute left. Run one play. Make them use their last timeout. But no, they got to throw the ball. Mahomes, who everybody knows when he's cocking his arm at the end of the half, he ain't throwing the football. He's faking for you to jump up so he can run around you. He goes to the sideline, throws an 80-yard bomb. What do we have? Pass interference, field goal with no time left, 9-6 Kansas City, and I went to bed. I said, we should be up 3-7 points at the end of the half. But no, they play Mahomes dumb again. He gets the field goal, and of course Kansas City gets the cover, and I lose my pool.
Yeah, you are very, very upset today about it, and I can tell. I'm very sorry about you not covering. That you are very upset today about this, and I'm sorry that you didn't win. And I appreciate the passion about that. I really do. Because you're hot today. Billy in Toronto up there, baby. If people go to work with Billy, you see Billy hanging out, just console him today, okay? Console him north of the border. Thanks, Billy. Let's come back south. Matt in South Buffalo. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Sal. Thank you for taking my call.
I just had a
question with the suspensions for the defensive linemen being, you know, about halfway over now, and they can start practicing after the Saints game.
Yep.
I'm just wondering what roster moves do you think the Bills will make or have to make to accommodate bringing them back to the active roster? And just one other quick question, is there any discussion on keeping Prater as the kicker, or are they going to bring Bass back, assuming he's healed from his injury? I'll hang up.
Yeah, no problem, Matt. Okay, so these are two separate questions and issues. They're good questions, but let me just give you a generic answer that you're not going to love because it's generic, but it's true. There's still time to sort these things out. There is no pressure to do that right now. And what I mean by that is, yes, just so you know, maybe Matt is understanding the rules. He does understand the rules. What he said is right, but maybe some people are under the impression the Bills have to make a roster move next week when these guys practice. They don't. They're still suspended for three more games. Larry Ogunjobi and Michael Hoyt. They start practicing with the team. They're back at the facility after next week. The Bills do not have to make any roster move to put them on the roster. They cannot put them on the roster until after week six. So once that happens, then you're looking at that. We have three more weeks till then. Actually, three more weeks. After week three, we just completed week three. After week four, after week five, after week six. There you go. So basically 3 weeks from today. And listen, unfortunately, injuries could happen, right? So I don't know what roster moves they would make. I would assume at this point, if everybody stays healthy, that maybe Javon Solomon would be a guy that you would probably take out of there because he seems to be kind of the last man on the depth chart there right now of the active players at defensive end. As far as defensive line, that's a really good one. Maybe you just put Ogunjobi on the roster. And by the way, when I say that, I mean active. So let me see. Roster move. They'd have to release somebody, right? So I don't know. I don't know the answer to that specifically. And I don't know where they would go. But you have to remember, there will be probably injuries to have to at least sort through. Now, as far as Prater, again, here's the thing that you have to remember that's different about Bass's situation versus Hoyt and Ogunjobi. Even if Tyler Bass is totally healthy, the Bills have no obligation to put him back on the roster. They can ride this out as long as possible. With an older kicker in Prater, yes, I know he's made some big long kicks. Maybe you wait until the weather gets a little tougher. Maybe you see where his leg is. You make sure that Tyler Bass is healthy. And then in the middle of the season, you activate Tyler Bass and you move on from Matt Prater. I don't know. Maybe you just keep him in there all year if he keeps making kicks. I don't think it's a bad problem to have, but it is a decision you have to make at some point. But the Bills don't have to cross and make that decision next week. Tyler Bass and Max Harrison are both eligible to start practicing next week. Even if they start practicing, either one, the Bills then have 3 weeks to even activate them. Hoyt and Ogunjobi definitely start practicing next week. And the Bills, again, have 3 weeks before they have to activate them. So there's your answer there. I don't know. And when I said Javon Solomon, by the way, I didn't mean releasing him. I guess they could do that. But I meant like active-wise, who's actually playing. But I mean, if you release Javon Solomon or Landon Jackson, they're both subject to waivers and they're probably getting picked up. So I don't know how you do it. And then as far as defensive tackle's concerned, I mean, what do you have there? Ed Oliver, Daquan Jones, TJ Sanders, Deion Walker. There's going to be some tough decisions coming. Jamarcus Ingram was inactive last game. Is that where you look? How about Damar Hamlin? Sam Franklin's been great on special teams, but he's taking a roster spot. Shaq Thompson and Joe Andreessen at linebacker. I think they want all three, both those guys, but they're both playing roles right now. Tyrell Shavers at wide receiver. You know what this comes down to? And by the way, if you have not heard, Matt Bovey and I have done It's Always Game Day in Buffalo for a while, but if you've not heard the last podcast we did last week, two podcasts ago, it was last week during the week on Wednesday, him and I had a really good debate that I heard from a lot of you on about Landon Jackson not being active. And Matt's position is, you're a third-round pick, you need to be active. Like, you got to be beating somebody out, and it's not a good look. He didn't say it's Brandon Bean's fault or Landon Jackson's fault, but my position is different than Matt's, which is, I don't think you have to do that at all. I think that it just shows it's a sign of a good roster. If Landon Jackson's a third-round pick for the Carolina Panthers, he's probably playing no matter what. He's active every game. That's not the case here. And oh, by the way, Javon Solomon's kicking inside sometimes. He's filling a role vacated by Ed Oliver's injury and Michael Hoyt. Like, so I don't see it that way. The roster matters. Everybody in the roster matters. Building a good roster matters. That's why you have decisions like this that Matt just brought up. It's a really good debate, though. So go check it out. It's always game day in Buffalo. We're going to do another podcast later today. You can find that online wherever you pod. And, of course, at Sal Sports on YouTube where you can watch us. Dane in Lakeview. Hi, Dane.
Hey, Sal. Good morning. Long-time season ticket holder. I have not noticed this before in previous years, but on the Bills sideline,
yep,
toward the scoreboard, the guy goes out on the field with the orange oven mitts, and I'm wondering, what is he signaling?
He is parking an airplane. No, I'm just kidding. He's not doing that. He looks like he's parking an airplane. It's a great question, Dane. I'm sure other people have noticed. I'm surprised you've never noticed before. What are you paying attention to during the TV timeouts?
Last year they had him too.
He's been there for decades.
Oh, never mind.
Okay, no, here's the reason, Dane, but I'll tell you why. I just said it on purpose. It's a TV timeout. So the guy in the orange mitts who comes out on the field, this happens at every game, he comes out there when there is a TV timeout. So when TV goes to commercial, he stands there to let the referee know that they're not back from commercial yet.
Got it.
So when you see him out there, you know it's okay to look down at your nachos and your beer, and you're good. But when you see him walk off, put away the nachos and beer and get ready to cheer again.
Yes. I love your insights, everything. GR is awesome. You guys do a great job.
You got it, Dane. I hope I helped. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
You got it. Yeah, that's a good question. Maybe you don't notice that. Orange oven mitts guy. Yeah, he looks like he's parking airplanes out there. He's not. He is signaling. He's standing there to tell the official they are at a TV timeout. Do not start the clock yet. Do not go run a play. Got to wait for TV to come back. So if you, it's a great thing to look. It's the same thing at a Sabres game, by the way. Right, Owen? You know this from playing goal. If you see the red light come on, it's a TV timeout. You can go get your water.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, they put out, they also have the people plowing the snow on the ice.
Well, that's true too.
But the red light does always go on. When we would have media timeouts,
yes,
in the North America League, we would have the same thing.
Yes.
All right, red light's off. I got to get back to the net.
So as a fan, if you're at a Sabres game, you look at the red light in the penalty box area.
Yep.
During a break, if you see it go on, go to the bathroom.
Right. Yeah.
You're good. Come on back.
That's your time to run. Exactly.
Right. If you're at a Bills game, you're at the game, you see the guy with the orange mitts on the sidelines, just off the Bills sideline, like near the scoreboard end. He's about the 25, 30 yard line. He comes out. He's generally got another guy with him carrying a cord, maybe even a monitor. But anyway, he's out there. He's signaling to the referee, we're in a TV timeout. You see that? You can go to the bathroom real quick. If that doesn't happen, they're starting play. When he's done, get back in your seat. Let's go to Tom in Florida. Hi, Tom. You're on WGR.
Hey, Sal. Greetings from the Sun Coast. Three things. Number one, you are an excellent broadcaster. I've been in media 40 years, and what a brand you've created for yourself. And also, tip of the hat to Chopin Bulldog, too. Secondly, special teams. Can you speak a little bit about the emotion that those players go through? It amazes me. They come in probably their only action of the game, and they are so hyped. Mm. And I think that's when penalties occur. And I think the under-the-radar play in the Ravens game was when the Ravens punted. And I thought that Ravens special teams player could have pinned us at our one. And his emotion and his speed carried him into the end zone for the touchback. And now Josh is starting from the 20, not his one, with a whole different, you know, play set to call. And thirdly, confidence. What does confidence mean to an athlete? And my example is quite simply, any team that comes to Buffalo to play the Sabres believes they're going to leave with a victory.
Yeah.
Any team that comes to Buffalo to play the Bills hopes that they can score an upset. And I think a lot has to do with, you know, the mindset and mentality going into a game. It takes a long time to get there. We've had a long run where, you know, players came to Buffalo to play the Bills that thought they were going to leave with a victory. So I just think that is a again, often looked mental part of the game.
Yeah. All right, let me touch on all three. First of all, number one, thank you so much for the kind words. I really appreciate it, Tom. And I work with an excellent group of broadcasters as well, as you have pointed out, Chopin the Bulldog and so many others here. Thank you. And I really appreciate that. Number two, I'll take the confidence one first. I think that we all know that confidence plays a role in anything in life, right? When you're confident in doing something, it doesn't mean you won't make mistakes. It doesn't mean that you're not going to achieve the level at which you believe you're going to perform in anything you're doing. But I think if you have that confidence to step in and do it, it makes it so much easier in a lot of ways to do that job. You could also be overconfident, and you could look past something. When your example, you said teams coming to town. Yeah, we got the Sabres. You could also overlook them. But you know, confidence is important. I see it. We all see it in our kids in a lot of ways in athletics when we play. I see it in my son, but I see it too in NFL players. Believe it or not. If you don't have the confidence that people around you are doing the right thing or you can get the job done personally, then it's going to impact you. There's a saying in basketball, shooters shoot. Shooters shoot. Even if they miss 6-7 shots in a row, they keep shooting because they're confident, because they're shooters, that they're going to make the next one. All right. Special teams, the emotions. It's a great point you brought up, Tom. Like, yeah, he's so hyped. He's trying to keep it out of the end zone and he's going so fast and his emotions, but, you know, it also just physics, right? Physics plays a role in this. But special teams emotions, I agree with you. It just sets the tone on so many plays. And, man, how many big special teams plays did we see yesterday in the NFL? Holy cow, if you're a special teams guy or girl, you love special teams, yesterday was for you in the NFL. Yesterday was for you. Blocked field goals, blocked punts, punt returns, kick returns, didn't matter. Yesterday was a special teams day. In the NFL, you start the game with a big special teams play. I don't know if you remember, Tom, last year, Reggie Gilliam against the Jets, special teams just pounded the return man and forced a fumble on the opening kickoff. That Jets were done after that. See ya. So you're right. But you got to do your job. Can't ride the wave of emotion. You got to be hyped. You got to be emotional, but you got to be under control. And that goes with the confidence as well. We'll take a timeout. Thanks a lot for the call, Tom. Thanks a lot for the kind words. We're late to the first break, but that's okay. We'll do that here. We'll come back, and we'll take more of your phone calls.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. Fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Buffalo Football Monday on WGR Sports Radio 550.
2025 Josh Allen shouldn't exist. You should not be that gifted, that fast, that talented, jump over linebackers, yet he never throws interceptions. Usually 6'6 guys with that engine and that ability, I mean, they are letting it rip. Josh, you get all the upside and you get none of the downside. I mean, listen to this. His last 12 games, including the playoffs, 30 total touchdowns, one pick. That makes no sense. His ability to control, you know, have the discipline to not just, I'm going to let it rip and throw it through that coverage is unbelievable.
That's Colin Coward. Josh Allen. I mean, Allen, I have not looked. I'm guessing he's still the favorite for MVP. I don't know for sure. They'll have to look at the odds. But, I mean, even after a kind of pedestrian type of game again, statistically, it was very good efficiently. But, like, not wowing. Three touchdowns. Yeah, I mean, I guess not pedestrian. It was better than that. But, like, I mean, not throwing a ton of yards, I guess, right? And then the week before that, obviously, that was a game where definitely the numbers were a bit down. He's still doing everything, you know, that an MVP does. And it doesn't have to be just about the best stats. And his stats are good. Real good. Somebody called last week and said they think James Cook could be in the conversation for Offensive Player of the Year on top of Josh Allen in the conversation for MVP. I think that's a great point. He's starting off and looking terrific right now. I always do a breakdown on Tuesdays. Every Tuesday after the Monday night games are played, I put out there a statistical chart of where the Bills rank in all the different categories on offense and defense, and you see the ebbs and flows. I include like the last few weeks where they ranked. It is a cumulative ranking, so where they are now in the league overall, but and then where they were after 2 weeks and where they were after 1 week. And you can kind of see the evolution and how it changes. Third down defense is going to be kind of fluctuating here for the first few weeks after all the stats. That's an area where they have to get better. I thought it was interesting, Sean McDermott, on Thursday night after the game and then again on Friday with the media, mentioned getting Miami in 15 third downs. That means you're playing really good first and second down defense. He's right. Not good enough on third down, 10 for 15. That's got to get cleaned up. I thought you got to give the Dolphins credit. They did some things with Tua. They got him out of the pocket. He also was flushed out. The Bills didn't finish the sack. He was flushed out, and then guys are downfield because you have to cover for longer. That's just the simple nature of football. You'd love to see more stops there, no doubt, and they have to get those stops, especially on third and long. But when you don't get the quarterback on the ground or they get him out in space, and they have a good plan to do that, and the receivers who have a lot of speed are out there running around for a while, it's tougher to cover. You have to watch the whole league. You have to look at what the other team is doing. And that's a point I made just a little while ago in the bullpen again. Hi, bullpen, how are you? Having a good discussion on that whole podcast debate I had with Matt Bove about Landon Jackson not getting a jersey. And Matt's argument is, well, he's a third-round pick. He should be getting a jersey if not something went wrong. That's not, I don't think that's correct. And Matt and I have a very good talk about it. I think it means your roster's strong. And if you want to make the case that maybe he shouldn't have been drafted and you could go in another spot, totally understand that. I also would say, though, what third-round pick would be getting a jersey other than him based on where the roster was? Because there are guys, I mean, we do have Deion Walker, obviously, and TJ Sanders, but I'm going to tell you, when Larry Ogunjobi comes back, they might have to make a choice and say, is it TJ Sanders who doesn't get a game day jersey? That's something you have to think about. I think it may be Larry Ogunjobi who doesn't as well. But it's the sign of a good roster. The draft isn't just about playing this year. It's about developing talent. James Cook, while he wasn't inactive, didn't play a lot his rookie year. And there were people wondering, James Cook is a bust. He's not playing. Why is he not playing? Yeah, he's pretty damn good. AJ Epenesa was inactive the first couple of games of his rookie year. Now look, he's not a he's not an elite, all pro player, but he's a solid player that they signed to a contract extension after his rookie contract was up. This is not new. But the big point I wanted to make here was how you have to pay attention to the league and don't just look at it with a laser focus on the Bills. 11 of 38. I did this last week. I didn't look since yesterday. 11 of 38 third-round picks this year were inactive the first two games. 11. And then four more were inactive for at least one of their first two games. That's 15 of 38. I guess almost half, right? A little bit less than almost half. Of third-round picks in the league that aren't even dressing for all their games. It's not like a Bills issue. That's just something that happens around the league. Guys get drafted, they make the team, but they don't get game day jerseys. Because if your third round pick and your fourth round pick and your fifth round pick are all practice, are all playing, and we know because the Bills, the defensive line, they have to because of, and TJ Sanders is a second round pick, obviously. Deion Walker, fourth round pick. These guys are playing because Ed Oliver's hurt, because Larry Ogunjobi's out, because Michael Hoyt's out. But if you're relying on your mid to late round picks to be dressing and contributing, then you probably means you don't have a great roster, to be quite honest. The better scenario is it's hard for them to get on the field. Like, that's a good thing. I don't know why it's a bad thing. That's where I lie on that. That's a good debate, though. Thank you very much. Bullpen again. Appreciate you today. Appreciate everybody watching here on the YouTube stream, WGR 550 on YouTube, and of course on a Buffalo Football Monday brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. So, the Bills played on Thursday night. On Friday, we heard from Sean McDermott, who gave us a bit of an update on Matt Milano and Ed Oliver. And that's the Barnes Firm Injury Report, brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. And the update is, we'll see where it goes. But the good news is, neither were put on injured reserve. Now, we knew that about Ed before the Sunday game against the Jets the previous week, the 4 days before that. Now, Ed Oliver's missed two games. But I think the really encouraging news here is Matt Milano was not placed on IR before the Dolphins game. So his pectoral injury then that's an indication that he will be available within the next couple of games, hopefully. And maybe even next week, based on Sean McDermott saying that he thought he might even practice last week and he didn't. So we'll see. They give him a little extra time. And hopefully he's on the field Wednesday. So the Bills, nothing today or tomorrow. Wednesday, they're back on the practice field. The only notable injury from the game would have been Keontae Jenkins, a linebacker they called up from the practice squad, who has a leg injury. So it's great. The Bills obviously have some guys banged up. Ed Oliver missed, Matt Milano missed. But when you can go through a game and you come out of it, and the only guy who has some sort of injury you're even thinking about is a guy that you elevated from the practice squad, and hopefully even he's okay, that's very good. That's very encouraging, and it gets you on to the next week, which is Sunday, September 28th against the New Orleans Saints. We'll get with a weather update from Pat Hammer on Friday on that, but it looks like it's going to be beautiful. 803-0550 is the telephone number to call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you. Late last night, the Chiefs beat the Giants 22-9. And it was a game in which the Giants had everything right there to try and take it offensively, but could not do it. And give the Chiefs credit. I'm sure they were doing a lot to take away Malik Nabers, but holy cow. I mean, they didn't even throw to the guy, really. He did wind up with 7 targets at the end of the game. I think maybe 1 or 2 in the first half. The rest were kind of later. 2 catches for 13 yards. Just took him away. Wandale Robinson, a player that's played nicely for them. 1 catch for 26 yards. So give the Chiefs credit. But they did not look like the Chiefs we have come to know. In the first half yesterday, I tweeted this out, at Sal Sports on Twitter if you're not following. I tweeted out last night, I know there's a half left, but at the end of the first half, the Chiefs averaged 3.57 yards per play. Other than the game they rested all their starters last year and got blown out by the Broncos, the Chiefs, through a game, hadn't averaged that low of a number since 2014. Now, by the end of the game, they were at 4.6, which still is not great. It's actually exactly what the Giants averaged, 4.6. But it just goes to show you struggling to move the football. And I'll go back to the point I made earlier today. It's just another team in the AFC where, man, if they're going to be struggling all year, and yes, they're going to get Rice back, and they're going to get Worthy back and all that, they're going to get better. The Bills are in a position here where everything is set up for them to get that one seed, and that's what this season's about. This season is about getting that one seed now. Winning your division first, getting the one seed as a part of that. Sal Majorana's going to join me at 11. It is a Monday, but it's a different kind of Monday. We had the reaction show on Friday with just your phone calls. So today we are actually going to talk to somebody, not only about the Bills, but we got some MLB playoffs coming up. So we'll just touch on that because We got a week left here, and it's a Monday, and we talk with Sal throughout the summer and every Monday about football and a little baseball. What's a tiny sprinkle of baseball in there with the last week headed here, but mostly about the Bills. We'll get his thoughts on what he saw from the Buffalo Bills. Sal Majorana from the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle is going to join me at 11 a.m. Paul Hamilton with a very quick preview on the Sabres tonight at 11:30. So, while it is a Buffalo football Monday, we're going to sprinkle in a few other things because we know the Bills had already played on Thursday, and then we head towards the Saints this coming Sunday. Thanks for being with me, Sal Capaccio. We'll take a timeout here on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You guys are good. You pay attention. I appreciate that. See, I'm just testing you. No, not really, but thank you. John says, after my talk earlier about getting jerseys on game day, John says, who on earth said James Cook was a bust? I never heard that until just now. Yeah, maybe bust was too strong, but people were definitely down on him, John, is the point. He had 89 carries his rookie year. Hey, he drafted this guy in the second round. Why is he not playing more? He fumbled his first ever carry in the NFL, if you remember that. At LA. And like he just didn't, let's see, his number, remember the first year attempts. James Cook, let's remember James Cook, second round running back the Bills took. Second round. He had one carry and fumbled his opening game. Then he had 11 the next week because the Bills blew out the Titans. You ready? Know what his carries were after that by game? 1, 0, 4, 2, 5, 4, 5. It wasn't until towards the end of the year when he actually had double-digit carries in three games. The point I was making was you can't just take a draft pick and say, that's where he's drafted, he's got to play, period, or something's wrong. Like, you got, there's time to develop guys, too. And when they're ready to play, they're ready to play for whatever reason. There doesn't mean that the team is perfect choosing that all the time. You know? But that's the point I was making. 803-0550 is the number to call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It is a Buffalo Football Monday. We are going to have Sal Mayorana of the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle come your way after the top of the hour break. We'll have Paul Hamilton at the bottom of the hour. We'll still sprinkle in some of your phone calls. And yes, today, I will not forget. Sit up, stand down. Hey, buddy, it's all coming your way at the back end of the next hour, 1 hour down. It went quickly. Keep it rolling. 803-0550 here on a Buffalo Football Monday on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.